Up, guys, we are live for another Scale live stream. Coach Nikki T here, my co-host JVP Jason Von Payne. What's up, Jace?
What up, dog?
And today we have a guest I'm really excited about, Kyle Pearson, Pearson Moving. Kyle, what's up, dog?
Hey, not much. Just Halloween Tuesday, living the dream.
Right. Kyle, where are you tuning in from?
I'm in Queen Creek, Arizona today.
You're in Queen Creek. Jason, yep. You're in Gilbert. I'm in San Diego. Guys, it's going to be a hell of a live stream. What we're going to unpack today, what you're about ready to learn, is how my man Kyle, using that iPhone, that smartphone that lives in his pocket, not his dumb phone, was able to use that iPhone to generate $50,000 of additional revenue using social media. But more importantly, using the 30 videos and 30 days challenge that we roll out in the book, in the scale book, and that Jason has taught you. We're going to unpack it all. So if you're tuning in right now, we're going to teach you how to generate more leads, closing, sales, and customers using social media. I'm stoked to have you on for this interview, a real business owner in the trenches. But Kyle, before we unpack how you used it, give us some context about the business. See, I believe a lot of us learn really well by having the full story. So tell us about your business, your brand. Yeah. What do you do? How do you do it?
Yeah. So I own Pearson Moving and Storage. We're based out of Mesa, Arizona. I started my company on a double dog dare when I was 19 years old back in 2013, just over about 10 years ago. And it was one of those things where, you know, everything I did in life, if I was going to do something, you know, you go full throttle. We like saying all gas, no brakes. And within, you know, 1 to 2 years, I was able to, still being a kid and everything young, but I dropped out of college. I didn't see the point at that time. I didn't really need my full-time job that I was working at the time. Moving kind of took off and I was having fun working for myself and just kind of learning a lot about life growing up from, you know, being an early adult. So we offer all types of moving services. We do packing, we do residential, we do commercial. We have climate controlled storage at our private warehouse in Mesa. So anything having to do in the moving industry, we do. We also go state to state and offer interstate runs for our clients. As we were growing our business, I didn't have anyone necessarily to model after too much. You know, back in 2013, there wasn't quite the Facebook groups that we have now. And I just remember a lot of like sleepless nights trying to learn how to run a business. Finally got the grasp of it. And we learned that, sales don't just come to you. You have to say advertise. So now comes a marketing budget. Just when you start thinking you're going to get ahead, right? And then there's a marketing budget. We went all in on Google. Google was, from 2015 to 2022, Google was like the only thing we spent our money on. And the way I kind of developed my sales team was we answer inbound calls. We answer inbound sales. We didn't really have like go out and find the leads, go out and find the sales type of program as we do now. And so Google was good. 2015, 2020, 21, if anyone was, kind of in Google during those times, like it was good and allowed us to grow our brand. But after COVID kind of came and was phasing out, margins were shrinking and so we were like, whoa, like we gotta figure out additional revenue sources. And I was kind of back into almost like a panic and anxiety feeling as I did kind of back when I started my business. Like we were just like, hey, Google's not cutting it. Like what else can we do? Things like that. Now I've grown up with Instagram. I think Instagram came out when I was in high school. Like I'm familiar with Instagram. I always envisioned myself of hiding on the internet and not necessarily being vocal on the internet. So I was kind of nervous about social media from a business standpoint. we had a company page, Pearson Moving and Storage, where we posted maybe once a week or so. And then during the COVID, I think we upped that to just posting one picture per day. We didn't engage. We didn't do anything. We didn't really play with stories or reels. We just kind of posted one photo per day just to show our clients that we had a presence.
That you were real, right?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, that's it.
Can I just pause you for a second, though?
For sure.
That's what we're supposed to do. We think, so we go create the business profile, and everybody, I'm guilty of it, dude. You go, okay, so there's you as a person and you build up this following of people, but no, I'm in business now. I got to go create this separate entity that it's like this, my business only persona. And it was always me in a shirt and tie, right? And yep. You're posting the stock photos of like a moving truck, right? And like, yep. They're all shiny. They're all filtered. We do it for the gram, right? Mm-hmm. So I get it. So I appreciate you falling on the sword first, but I'm falling down with you because we've all been there, man. And we all chuckle about it, but I get it. So you're doing one little cute photo per day of a moving box.
Mm-hmm. That's it. So yeah, so we're posted daily and everything like that. And beginning of 2023, you know, the moving industry follows the housing market. And of course, last fall, interest rates shot up. Everyone was in a moving frenzy for COVID. And then, you know, it seems like things really, really slowed up real fast, you know, 7% interest rates, things like that. People weren't moving as much as they were. And so we really had to go back to the drawing board. And winter is typically kind of the moving off season. It's always kind of been that way. And so not only did we have kind of the housing market slow down, we were coming into winter. And so this was just a year ago. And after, you know, surviving the winter, nothing worth bragging about, of course. I started, you know, and I don't mean to like plug you guys, but I started seeing you guys and, you know, these events you guys are throwing. And so I was like, you know what, like it's a free event. I'm going to go stop by and see what it's all about. So that was March. And Nikki T, I remember when you were up on stage, you were just saying like, walk out to the parking lot right now, film a selfie video, just simply tell your following who you are. Like that was it. It was the most elementary grade instructions, right? And I was just so fired up from that event. I filmed it in whatever it was, the Embassy Suites parking lot right there. And I just went out to my truck, started filming myself, introduced myself. And it seemed silly at first because I was like, everyone following me knows who I am.
Yeah.
And that's where I was wrong, right? I can have 800 followers or something, but if I'm not active through and through all day long, no one is seeing my content. Like I can get 20 likes on a photo. Where are the other 780 followers or whatever the math is, right? Sure. So
just pause you real quick because I want to make sure that we, you know, me and Jason have this belief, Kyle, whenever we produce content, we don't just want to produce content. We want to give ideas that people take action on. So before we continue on, I want to pause this. The video strategy that Jason and I teach everybody is the who are you video. What's your mission? And so what Kyle's talking about, I do this from stage and I'm going to do this with you now on the live stream and the podcast. I want you to pause what we're doing right now. Pull out your phone and just do this. I help who, do how, and do what. That's it. Like, what do you do? Who are you? What do you do? And how do you do it? And you literally post it. Selfie mode, you know, grizzled beard and all. You were probably sweating because it was in Phoenix and it was outside in the middle of 120, right? Like you're in your truck and just do this. I help who, do what, and how do you do it? And you record it real, you record it organic. You don't worry about captions or cuts or whatever and post that out. So guys, there's some action for you. Go do that. Kyle, you know what's funny? I had somebody make 10 grand on that video. I literally walked out, boom, 10 grand, boom. And that video took you how long? 3 minutes?
Absolutely. Yeah. Less than that. Yeah.
Right. And how much did it cost you to post using your iPhone?
Nothing.
Oh my God. Jace, I know you have a lot of theories on this, dude. You want to kind of educate on this subject right here?
Just, you're not like, check your ego, but like that check your ego. So I'm re-listening to Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink, right? Amazing, amazing book. And I think it's chapter 4 I'm on right now. And it talks about check your ego. And how all these, you know, custom Navy SEAL dudes walk into these other guys and they're all clean cut and whatnot. And these other guys like all scruffy in their beards and whatnot. And it's crazy. You're literally talking about life and death and military and on the battlegrounds. that these guys, literally their egos are so big that they wouldn't communicate with the other guys. So somebody literally could die because you're not in tune and in sync with each other, and friendly fire happens and someone dies, right? And so that's what I think. Like, when it comes to checking your ego, like, Kyle Pearson is not too cool to pull out his phone and say, hey, I'm Kyle Pearson Moving Storage. Here's what we do. Here's how I help people. But we think it doesn't work, which is the stupidest thing on planet Earth, because one, it's free. Two, you can never get, like, where can you get in front of 800 people, Kyle? Right now, without putting an enormous check, where can you get in front of 800 people that you could potentially network or collaborate with?
I can't.
Dude, somebody shared this with me, Jace. I heard this analogy. Imagine there was 800 people in your home office right now. And imagine you got to literally stop everybody and say, hey, guys, I have an offer for you today. I have a pitch for you today. Like, if you looked at them as an eyeball or a viewer every single time and they were in your office, you would just be floored. Jace, check out this question that, or comment that Dana just made. Said, showing your face is... Go ahead.
Yeah. Showing your face is super important.
Yeah, read it.
I've had clients say they feel like we are best friends based on how much I'm on social. In the service industry, they want to trust who they are doing biz with.
Dude, and not just the service industry. I think no matter who you are, them seeing your face and your wrinkles and your vulnerability and all of it, I think it adds this genuineness and this authenticity. So that the first stage to Kyle generating 50K, which we're going to unpack it all, was one, getting on camera. And it starts with one video. You know, Jason and I hear this a lot, Kyle, and I think you were the same. Man, I know I should be doing social media more, right? Everybody listening right now is going to go, well, by golly, that's not the first time I've heard this. Like, hey, welcome to the live stream. Post more. Like, whoa, what a novel concept. But it's more than just that. And I know, hey, will you just speak to this? I know you were a little nervous at first to start posting. Will you speak to that person that's just afraid to get their face on camera like Dana shared? Will you talk to that?
How I felt doing it?
Yeah, I know when we first told you, like, it's uncomfortable to get on camera for the first time, right? And, right. You know, right. They'll see me and Jason all over social media, like, dude, like, how did you guys get started? But I know for you, you were really nervous and uncomfortable to get going when you first started. Mm-hmm. Will you just touch on some of those feelings?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I know you guys say you use your term like sexy business status a lot. Like, I never thought there's anything sexy about moving. Like, ever. Like, I just felt really, really, really weird trying to gas it up, right? Like, hey, moving's cool, moving's awesome, and look at all this cool stuff to put out for you guys. No one cares. So I thought, and then it kind of transformed into, that's fine if the business isn't sexy, but your followers are there for you. Like, they want to meet and know you and trust you. And so I was extremely nervous and uncomfortable until it was like call after call, lead after lead, not of course back to back, but over like a few weeks. And we were like, oh, we're literally, people would say, oh, I see on Instagram and stuff. And it was like, that's when the confidence kicked in. I was like, oh, this actually works.
That's so funny.
I love so, that.
Kyle, help me understand. So you didn't do it. So actually you signed up for a coaching program and then you met mm-hmm. with me, sat down and I said, okay, yep. Where are you generating revenue? And you were spot on, right? Google this, Google that, click this. And I said, cool. I was like, well, what about your social media presence? Because I personally, my business last year generated $3.1 million of revenue from free organic Facebook and Instagram, not TikTok, not LinkedIn, not even YouTube, literally just Facebook and Instagram only. So I left money on the table, right? But right. Over $3 million in revenue. So I know it works, and it works for me. Now, when I told you that, and you're at, for lack of better words, like 0.5x out of 10x. So if I'm at like a 7 or an 8x, you're at like a 1, right? In this particular situation, at this point in time in your business.
Right.
What caused you to realize, I think you just answered it, but elaborate a little bit more of, why did you say, what made you think of, okay, cool. And not just like go back to once a week. What made you start upping the volume game? Because that's to be consistency with volume. You have to do both. You have to be consistent and with volume. You have to be doing it a lot. So what, yep. what talk, walk through those that are listening, through that transformation, because you're still being consistent with it even today.
Yeah.
So what does that look like for someone that was where you were, you know, 6-8 months ago with social media compared to now?
Yeah. So I think one of the most important things was, like, it is, although it is fast, it doesn't take up a full-time schedule by any means like that. It still needs to be an actionable item on your daily schedule. Right. And we talk a lot about calendars and making time for things. Like, yeah, you do have to make a little bit of time for it, but it is nowhere near the time commitment that other revenue streams may take. And so, yeah, I mean, some things that I noticed were, I follow lots of people, a lot of different business professionals, and there's a few that are always, always, always at the top of my Instagram in the stories, right? Because they're constantly posting. Like, I can tell you everything, I mean, about their online life just because they're posting so much, and Instagram keeps putting them at the top of my feed all the time. And when you ask me point blank, like, who do you know? Who would you recommend in this service industry or this industry? Boom. It's the guy I just got done scrolling on Instagram who is at the top of my page. Like, that's how you become top of mind. And that was a huge change for me.
Dude, I love that you're bringing this up. You're talking about scheduling the time to produce and create your content.
Yeah.
That which gets scheduled gets done. You know, Kyle, Jason and I get a chance to talk to a lot of business owners, and I truly enjoy it. But when you speak with a business owner, they'll tell you that the number one thing that they're lacking in their business is sales. They need sales. They need clients. They need leads, right? And then when you ask them about the time that they spend producing content on social media, you know what, Kyle, do you know what the very first thing I always hear is? Well, I don't have enough time. But you don't have enough clients. So you don't have enough clients, which means you're not spending time on your clients. Then what are you spending your time on? And what we teach here at Scale is schedule it. Find a time per day to block it out. For you, it could be from 9 to 10 or from 2 to 3. You create it as an appointment. So everybody listening and watching right now, go to your iPhone calendar and literally say, whatever that time around your appointments in this hour block, I'm going to do nothing but create content. And when you start creating content instead of consuming, dude, it's a game changer. But more than just scheduling it, you didn't just do one video. Jason shared something with you that became such an incredible thing around here, Kyle. It actually made it into the book. Did you know you're in the book, bro, in phase two?
My guy, I do,
the new Scale book. So guys, if you're watching or listening for the first time, Jason and I have a gift for you. If you go to scale8book.com, you can get a free copy of this, the free ebook, 190 pages, guys, for free is our gift to you. In phase two, we're talking about getting attention and keeping attention. And Jason, I'm going to let Jace take it because he's the one that created this. I am just blown away by it. So you created your first video. Congrats. But Jason told you to do something very specific. Jason, what was that?
My challenge was to post every day for 30 days in a row. You remember that?
I definitely remember.
Even if it's just once a day to start, I still think once a day is not enough, by the way, and you won't get the results
that you could. Yeah,
it's very simple. You know, it's business is math. When you truly understand that business is math, also social media is math. When you hear the word algorithm, algorithm is literally dots and numbers just aligning to create a result. So when there's more volume and there's more followers, there's more likes, it's going to push towards that. So by doing one a day for 30 days, one post a day, one quality, legit post, 5 minutes, like legitimately, right? So this isn't like a 30-minute or a 1 hour, you know, rendezvous bull crap, but we overthink it like crazy. So I said, hey, Kyle, do once a day, every day for 30 days. And you actually did it. Most people will go about how many days, Nick? 3 to 7?
Dude, most people will do the first video. So you know how people get all excited from an idea, Kyle? I call it like this content creator inspiration, right? Where like they watch a Gary Vee video or a Hormozy video or a Mel Robbins video, and they're like, all right, today's the day. I'm going to become a content creator. And they post one video and that's it. It's like, bro, like you ate a salad. You're not going to get fit off of one meal, right? Like you worked out one time. And so, guys, what Jason taught Kyle to do was post one new video per day for 30 days. And Kyle, talk to us. What was that like just starting out the first couple of weeks?
Yeah. So, I mean, small influx of panic. How am I going to come up again? I already said like moving doesn't seem that cool to me. So what am I going to do that my followers want to see and stuff? And like I was saying, I think I just started talking about like myself. And one of the easiest things you can do is simply film yourself doing what you're doing in that day. That, I mean, that's it. Do not, you know, just dumb it down. Just film yourself, whatever you were going to be doing anyways, and then post it. And that's it. And so doing that for 30 days, I was engaging more with referral partners, you know, sharing things to stories, making the reels, and it just got easier and easier.
Okay. So here's where this gets good. So the idea is this, guys, it's in the book, Scale 8 book, go get it. We're talking about one new video per day, documenting something you're seeing in your life, a frequently asked question. Hey, I just got this question from this client today, and you're posting daily. And I know at first nothing's going to happen, but something really cool happened. I believe it was week 3 for you. What happened?
Yeah. Well, I think we got our largest dollar ticket item at that time. In 10 years in business, we did our largest ticket, which was right about $20,000. From a dentist in California that moved to Phoenix that hired us. And I actually have the recorded phone call saved just because I didn't believe it was real. He told my salesman that he literally found us and decided to hire us because he had been watching what I was posting on Instagram. And he said these words that I just felt like I knew you guys. And so I wanted to go with you guys to move me to Phoenix. And I was like, you have got to be joking me. Like, you have got to be joking me that worked. And so, yeah, a few weeks in, we got a $20,000 ticket, you know, and then within 60 days, I had in our CRM earmarked $50,000 worth of sales directly from Instagram. Like, I never thought Instagram was going to be a referral source on our CRM. And it literally chalks up there and says 25,000 a month for 2 months in a row. The first 2 months that we did it was directly from Instagram.
Now, I got to know, Kyle, how many videos did you post in 60 days to get the $20,000 sale and 50 grand inside of 60 days?
I'm still learning. I'm still practicing, but it really was like one video a day. I think maybe, you know, 4 days a week I would go on and film a few more stories, but yeah, just
but
one.
What was, walk us through. So if somebody's watching this, I mean, it's hard to make a moving company sexy, but it's your baby. It's your business. What was some of the stuff you posted about over the 2 months, man?
So we did everything from just filming the trucks, filming movers, loading and unloading things. I filmed a few skits in our office. I went online to Amazon and bought a tripod and a $20 clip-on mic. And we kind of just started, you know, I made goofy videos in high school now and then when I was younger and stuff. I enjoyed it. And so we just started being like, okay, let's go make some dumb skits in the office. And so we would make some videos like that. I would film a testimonial that a client had just given me, right? I'd film us scrolling through Google and showing all of our 5-star reviews. I mean, simple stuff.
Here's the thing I want to bring up, guys, is I just posted it below in the comments. Creativity follows commitment, not the other way around. Yeah. People think that the creativity is just randomly going to come to you. It's like, why do you think you should be blessed with creativity? You haven't put in the work. It's like, why are my biceps not 20 inches? They're only, you know, 12. Because I haven't put in the work. Put in the work first, then the results come, right? So that creativity, but what you did is you mentally committed to those 30 days. That's why I love the 30-day challenge. I love the 7-day cash machine. They're short, they're quick, they're hard. This isn't like we're going to do the 3,000-day, you know, fast bullcrap, right? Like, it's short, it's 30 days. It's most of the time you start on the first of the month, you go the entire month, like a no-shave November, right? It's not no-shave quarter four. It's like, it's a month. Right. And when you truly understand that, so that 30 days, you committed to that because you're like, okay, if Jason and Nick say that I can make more money and more revenue by posting once a day, every day, and it costs you nothing extra, maybe 5 to 10 minutes of time.
Well, hold on, Jason. He did say that he bought a $15 tripod and a $20 microphone. Yep. Let's be fair here. And it is kind of hard to get on Amazon Prime, and the delivery did take 24 to 48 hours. And he did have to figure out, Jason, how to put his little iPhone into this thing. And dude, hold on. He had to figure out how to use a Bluetooth feature on his iPhone, Jace. So, I mean, come on, man. Be real here.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, and guess what? I have a son named Cash who's 8 who could also do that, and he could literally order it from Amazon from my phone. So, what we're going to do, Kyle, with you is
the thing that I love about you, man, and we're so proud of you enough to put you in the book and the 30-day challenge. Me and Jason are here to inspire entrepreneurs to create more content and grow their businesses. And the thing that I love about you is I believe that you, of all people, are the excuse killer. And let me tell you why. It's easy for me and Jason to say that because we've been producing content for years. But for you to come in fresh and be in the audience of one of our seminars and take action on it and be in a business that it is moving. It's not like you're not helping people lose weight here. You don't got like these amazing before and after transformations. You know, you're moving grand pianos here. I think that you're the ultimate excuse killer because you used a cheap tripod and a $20 mic. The thing that I do find a lot of people get held up on when we say this one video per day is, one, the ideas. And I think you just killed that excuse of just document one thing per day that you're seeing, you know, share with them what your business does. The second thing that I really found was really cool about you was the video editing. How did you edit the videos? Because you didn't spend all this money or time on it. Walk me through, if I'm a new content creator, where did you edit the videos and how did you get these videos produced once per day? Because whenever we say this, people can shoot the video. They're like, well, then how do I edit it? What did you do, brother?
Yeah. So the biggest thing was the captions app. That's like $9 a month after your month free trial. That's what does all the flashy words and, you know, captions on the screen. I think that gives your video a lot of credibility just because a lot of, you know, the Instagram pages that have a ton of followers, they're doing those on every video, things like that. So that was where we started. There's some editing features that you can do in there. But to be honest with you, we did a lot of our editing like in Instagram on the reel. Like you can splice, you can trim.
In app.
Yeah. And you can add a photo that pops up either for the whole video. So Jason Payne does a lot of State 48's logo in all of his videos. So I started copying him on that. Thank you. And so Pearson Moving's logo was in all of my videos, and we just started having fun with it. You pick instrumental songs, you know, because those usually vibe well in the background because there's not words. And so we just started having fun with it in the Instagram app.
See, I love that you said that because whenever we say go do videos, like, oh, well, I have to go pay this editing team. No, you don't. You need to take the time to learn the free tools that you have at your disposal. And if you don't want to pay somebody to do it, that's an option. If you don't want to spend the time on it, then you have to figure it out. And you're either going to trade time and energy learning it, or you're going to trade money. Jason says this all the time, done is better than perfect. And I think that is so true here. What's crazy too about like the captions app is what Kyle's talking about. Go to the app store. Captions is what we use. But even Instagram itself natively has a transcribe option that'll add captions, which like TikTok will transcribe your video for you. You can add headlines. You can add, you know, little text features over the top. And one video per day made you 50 grand in 60 days, man.
Yep.
Lessons learned that you would share with the new creator in that process, a new business owner? I know you got a few.
Kyle, let me rephrase the next question for him. I'm going to do it. Not the new guy, but the guy that has been to our events, has heard our stuff, maybe isn't even in our mastermind, but still isn't baptized on it, isn't sold on it yet.
Yeah.
What would you tell that guy?
So I would tell that individual that one, it absolutely works. And exactly like you said, I mean, consistency will get you your results. And the other thing that I've just noticed that being with you guys and surrounded by you guys, I tag you guys in my videos, like I'm tuning in to everything you guys put out, like that keeps me personally accountable as a business owner. I really don't have anyone above me holding me accountable. Now I look at my employees differently. Like I am responsible for them. So I need to go work my tail off to make sure that I'm providing for them. But if I sleep in one day or I don't go to the office, like there's, I'm not going to get in trouble. And so because of that mindset, being in a community that other people are winning and we're sharing ideas and things that work, it's just made me have, I mean, we very well might close out this calendar year as our best year ever. And we're working like hell because of the housing market. And there's a lot of others across the country in my industry that are having their worst year ever. And because I've been fighting and taking everything you guys have been saying and working on, I genuinely think we're going to close out the year with a record year. And so I can't thank you guys enough.
Oh, Kyle,
with the garbage year in real estate, that's awesome.
Ideas are one thing, man. Implementing them is the other, right? Yeah. The way that I liken it to is if you look at somebody that's fit, you know, in shape or whatever, if you just look at their past 6 months, you know that that person's been going to the gym. Yeah. I know for a fact this, but I don't have to be the sharpest spoon in the drawer. But if I eat decent and clean and I work out daily, it's only a matter of time before I'm in better shape.
Yes.
Here's what I know about any business. If I continue to produce content and I continue to grow my audience and put my message in front of more people, it's only a matter of time. See, the thing that I think is really special about you is you didn't throw out your first video, right? You didn't hit a big freaking, I got me a Marlin. You didn't do that right away. It didn't come until like day 20, right? And it required you to spend some time in the trenches. And so here's what I love. You generated 50K using Instagram. Great, great success story. Jason talks about how they generated, what'd you say, $3 million off of social alone?
Yep, 3-1.
It's a lot of times people have to hear the same thing over and over and over until it's like this, like, oh, I finally get it. Let me just stress that to you right now if you're watching or listening. Why would Jason and I be bringing guests on to share this with you as much as we are right now? Because we genuinely want you to win. And I genuinely want you to win with a free tool that exists. That's what I love. How much did you pay to use Instagram?
$0.
Did they charge you?
Nope.
Now, pending, you've already owned your iPhone and you have a cell phone bill, which everybody does, you know, whatever. And yes, you did buy a very expensive $20 microphone and a $15 tripod. Other than that, though, was there any other investment other than your time and energy?
No, I legit haven't spent any money on making the videos.
But what's crazy to me is you generated $50,000 in 2 months, and people will look at that and go, man, I wish. Kyle, what would you say to that person that wants those same results?
I'd say it's absolutely possible, and it is going to happen if you just stay with it. I wish I could have told myself this 10 years ago. I think Pearson Moving would be in a different bracket, that's for sure, if we had a 10-year head start with, you know, social media.
Yeah. You know, did you ever worry about like what people were going to think about you? Did that ever come up?
Absolutely. I was so concerned.
You'll find us, Kyle. Like, I know a lot of the insecurities because I have them myself still to this day. Walk me through that. What was it like? What if trolls comment? Did you run into anything like that?
So luckily I haven't had any trolls swarm my page. I don't know if there's anything I'd be necessarily posting yet that would you know generate that type of comment, but you know, I was definitely concerned because I don't have the big lifted wrap Denali truck like the Lamborghini. I don't have like those things that Instagram viewers crave, right? Yeah. And so I was definitely intimidated because I'm now competing for screen time along Jason Payne that has all the cool flashy life and all the events he's sponsored and stuff. Sure. Like I'm genuinely competing with the screen time for our viewers. And so, yeah, I was freaking intimidated as crap, but like you said, I kind of just kept doing it, sticking with it. And on a smaller scale, it's definitely working.
I think the best part about this is, and something that you have also, cause your videos have gotten way, way better over the months. Right. And one of my mentors taught me, excuse me, that practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes better. And so if you continue doing it, you will actually get better by practicing it, because little by little you realize, oh, you get more self-confident, right? So you can talk more smoothly. You see us having this conversation right now. Nobody's skipping a beat. This is amazing. Why? Because Nick and I have done hundreds, if not thousands, of these over the years, right? Where other people, they stop, they stutter, they're like, oh my gosh, they trip over themselves, and there's nothing fluid with that, right? So practice does make you better. So that consistency will actually make you better. And if you actually pay attention to mine, I've said this before, I average over the past 14 years, one post per day for 14 years in a row. Now, sometimes I may post it 7 times and then 0, whatever, but on average, it's about once a day. But that's 6,000 posts over a decade, right? So that's what it comes down to. And it's in my first videos. If you scroll back 6,000 posts ago, they were dog crap, right? From not knowing what I was going to say, not like my camera's messed up, my lighting, yada, yada, yada. But I didn't care, right? I didn't care. And what I wanted is I wanted to put my message out there and try and help people. And by doing that over and over and over and over and over again, you start adding value. You start adding credibility online to where people will try and find you. Then they'll actively search you out. Then they start using your services. And then they start using you instead of somebody else because you are top of mind.
Yep. Dude, I love this. I'm so glad you shared that, Jason. I think so many people will look at, and Kyle, you even said this, right? Like you look at the grammars that have the Lambos and the Jets and stuff, and you feel inferior, but you're not them. You're you. Tell your story. Talk about your frequently asked questions. Talk about what you're seeing in your business. Talk about why you started your business. Here's what I say, Kyle. Own where you're at. Don't make it better. Don't try to posture and make it better than it is. Don't try to make it worse than it is. Just own where you're at. And I love that you did that, man. So a lot of people will want to get started with the 30 videos and 30 days challenge. Any advice for somebody wanting to take us up on this challenge?
I mean, I've said it. I'll say it again. I mean, just do it. Like this is your sign to get started. You're going into the holidays. Like there's no reason you can't. And if you truly care about your business, your success, growing your brand, you will start doing exactly as Nikki T and Jason talk about. Absolutely.
You know what, Kyle, I call it, you know, the definition of insanity. What's the definition of insanity?
What is it? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Yeah. Do you know what the definition of marketing insanity is?
No.
Doing the same thing on social media and expecting different results. If I was to poll 1,000 people blindfolded and say, what's the number one strategy in your mind to grow your business? Do you know what 999 will say? They're going to say social media, right?
Okay.
But if I went to 999 people's profiles, odds are half of them, I couldn't tell you who they are, what they do. I had a guy call me up. Nick, I'm so pumped to grow my business. Give me a magic solution. Give me the one thing, the one magic pill. I said, dude, post on social media. He had posted twice on social media in 2 months.
Yeah.
Ouch. One real authentic video per day landed you your biggest sale of all time, a $20,000 sale on week 3, and generated $50,000 revenue. Kyle, is that a magic? It's so funny when you reached out to us for coaching. Was that like a magic solution?
No, I mean, it's so elementary. I'm so mad at myself that I didn't implement it 10 years ago.
Like, that's like you and I calling up a personal trainer, right? Our friend Coach Nate. Coach Nate, give me the good stuff. Eat fruits, veggies, and meats and clean stuff and go to the gym. No, dude. Like, what's the pill? No, bro. What I'm telling you is just do the simple stuff.
When I told you that, like, did you really were like, dude, like, I paid how much for this? How much for this?
Hey, guys, like, thanks for the consulting.
You had to have thought, like, this dude, like, how does this dude have any followers or any credibility or his own business? And he literally, like, the big nugget I took away was, The blue circle thingy with the F in the middle, that's already on my phone.
Yep. It's so true. Yeah, dude. It's so true.
But Kyle, for us, it's the basics, right? If you look at the best NFL players, they practice the basics, right? Tom Brady practices the throws, practices the routes. Yet so many entrepreneurs want to be paid like an athlete, make millions, yet they don't practice like it. NBA player practicing his free throws, thousands of jump shots, right? So when they get to the game, they can make the big bucks, right? Yet if I look at any entrepreneur's social media, some do a good job. Vast majority don't. Vast majority don't practice. And here's what I found. Do you find now that you've practiced on camera so much, you have more confidence on your sales calls and when you're pitching your product?
Yeah, 100. It's like a natural, absolutely.
That's cool. Do you find that now the people that come off your social media, like, are they more warmed up? Like, what are those calls like once they've consumed a lot of your content? Will you speak to that?
It's more, you're saying, how do they feel on the sales call? It's not even that. It's a DM. Hey, my brother's going to be calling your office. He needs to book a move.
Yeah.
It's like they're almost like guaranteed bookings. I mean, we still have a sales, factor on the sales call, but it's like it's not even like people are calling to get quotes. Like I'm just getting a DM. Hey, Uncle Bob's going to be calling you. He's got an upcoming move. And
Dude,
it's like,
have you had this one yet? Which I bet you have. Hey, Kyle, we watched your video. Yeah, we're good. We learned about how to move. Okay, can we sign up? Have you had that one happen yet?
yeah, we literally have.
Is it weird when people start quoting your videos back to you? Is it like this awkwardness for you?
Yeah, I'd say so, because I'm like, wow, I made that video in between, taking care of my kids, right? Like, it's just like when I made that video, I wasn't the fact that you're reciting it, I didn't even put that much effort into it. You're reciting it.
Yeah, but check this out. So I asked that as a joke, but there's actually a real conversation here. We as business owners get paid to solve problems for our audience that has that problem. And it might not be a big deal to you, but I'll tell you this, for those that have moved in the middle of July in Phoenix, Arizona, or didn't have a friend, it is the most painstaking process that you stress out about for months as your lease is coming up. That's a problem in their life. And I think a lot of
Absolutely.
people, as brands, you solve problems. And so why would somebody consume your content? Well, if it's the content of your dream audience, they're truly hanging on every word that you have to offer. I'll share with you a fun story about content. Me and Jason are in this whole like recovery thing with our fitness and stuff. So I started researching cold plunges, Kyle. And so I went to TikTok and I went to YouTube to start watching these videos. And dude, I came across one of the raddest creators. He was an entrepreneur, he was a fitness guy, he was a father, and he was recording footage outside in his cold plunge. And he was sharing with me all the tricks of the trades. And dude, I could quote him back to you right now. And it's so cool to see that when you produce content for your dream audience that truly serves them and helps them solve that problem, how much they really want to learn from you. And I think so many people need like this permission. Dude, when we were in town last month, young man comes up to me and he goes, "Dude, I've been listening to your podcast for a year. In 3 years, Nick, mark my words, in 3 years, I'm going to do the same thing." And I looked him dead in the face and I go, "Well, who said it had to be 3 years? Do you have something to share today? Yeah. Do you have advice today? Yeah. Do you have a business or a brand that truly helps people? If you don't, you need to get out of your business. But if you truly are helping people and you're changing their lives and making an impact, isn't it now fun to share content and like your duty to share content? And if it's free and it's easy and the upside is you get to make some money on it, why would you not do it, dude?"
Right. Yep.
Yeah. So
Love it.
Kyle,
Love
I know we're coming up at time here. Any final thoughts on the 30 videos and 30 days challenge?
It was fun. I didn't expect, I didn't thought it, I didn't go into it thinking it was gonna be fun, but it truly was fun. And then, when someone challenges you, because that's what it is, a 30-day challenge, when someone challenges you to do something and then on day 30 you do it, I mean, there is a dopamine hit from that. You just completed
A
a
victory,
challenge.
right?
Yeah, exactly. It's a win. So, I say have fun with it. Take it seriously, but don't take it too seriously. Like, just roll
Ooh,
with
good.
it. Yeah.
Dude, freaking huge, man. So, Kyle, thanks for being on, man. How can people get a hold of you if they want to follow the channel and see what you've
Yep.
been doing, man? I think it would be you're
Yeah.
such an example, and thank you for sharing your story. How can people follow this beautiful 30 videos in 30 days on Instagram?
Yeah, so my tag on Instagram is Kyle at Pearson Moving. Or excuse me, it's Kyle underscore Pearson Moving, and I'd love to connect with you guys and watch your videos myself.
Awesome, brother. Thanks so much for being on, my guy. I so appreciate you. So, Jace, let's wrap this up, man. Beautiful live stream in the books. Guys, like we said, we don't just produce content for content's sake. Jason, let's give them some action items, brother. Let's pretend everybody listening and watching right now is Kyle in that initial meeting with you. Coach him up, big dog. What would you tell them to do moving forward?
Just do exactly what Kyle did. Put on your calendar. Put on your calendar. I'm gonna post every day for 30 days. You can start. Ironically, today's the 31st. It's Halloween, right? So if you're watching the replay, no matter what day it is, pick a day. You can start at the beginning of the month, whatever works for you. I don't care. Normally when I go and do something that's worth doing, I literally start immediately.
Hey, before you go on, let me touch on that, right? So to do something you've never done, you have to do something you've never done. What I would highly advise you to do right now is the minute that this show ends, I would pull out your phone, I would rip the Band-Aid, jump in the deep end. We call it eating that frog and record your first video. Continue.
Yeah. So that's what I would do, number one. And then number two is don't worry about what you look like. Don't worry about the background. Don't worry about the captions. Don't worry about the editing. Just do raw, real videos of you. Put on your calendar, do one a day, right? Do one a day, put on your phone. So when you're going to do it, right? And the next question you're going to hit a wall, promise. You're going to hit a wall. Your wall is going to be, what do I post? The easiest thing you can do is like Nick says, who do I help, right? What do I do and who can I help? What problem do you have and what solution do you bring? What solution can you bring for that problem? Also, you can, next step of that for like content, also go through, document your sales process. Mm. Literally step by step, there's gajillions of hours of content. Step by step, your sales process, each one of those could be a video. You'll have anywhere from 5 to 25 pieces of content right there.
Oh, dude, Jace, to add to that, FAQs, list out every question you've ever gotten from a client. And here's how simple the video is. Hey, I got a question from a client today and they wanted to know how much time does it take? Da, 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 da. And I think when you do that, it'll literally give you, if you don't have and can't answer 30 questions that your clients would have, you're probably in the wrong space, dude. And you need to start ChatGPT and some stuff, dude.
Yeah. So you mentioned the word questions. So FAQ, so frequently asked questions. How about frequently asked FAOs, frequently asked objections?
Ooh,
right.
Okay.
So when you're trying to overcome an objection, right? Of, well, hey, State 48 Roofing, you guys are more expensive than the other guy. You know what? You're absolutely right. Here's the reasons why. Bop, 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 bop. So that's another video, right? So questions of like frequently asked questions like, where do you park the trailer? Or when do you show up? Or what is this supposed to look like? Those are frequently asked questions. Flip it. You could also do frequently asked objections, things that you have to overcome that you overcome. There's probably half a dozen of those. That's a whole entire week's worth of videos if you're just doing one a day.
Here's my favorite thing to do on the 30 videos in 30 days is when you make the commitment each day, your reticular activator in the morning is saying, what am I going to run into that I could post today? So constantly be thinking of, ooh, this came up on a Zoom call, or I just learned this, or you're on the walk and you got an idea. And I love that, dude, where you're just constantly throughout the day, oh, I got a phone call and they said this. And you're able to document yeah, kind of this behind the scenes. Check this out. This is like a huge thing. Why do we love to watch shows like The Kardashians or like The Bachelor or like The Real Housewives? They're a behind the scenes look at some people's lives. That's why you love getting into like 90 Day Fiance and stuff, because you're watching like this train wreck happen in real time. This is just my personal content strategy. I love documenting stuff in the moment. Share with you a quick story. And for those guys watching and listening, I surfed on Sunday and I got down. I just felt like $1 million and I wanted to share. And me and my friend were talking about our journey in learning to surf. Well, about a year ago when I was learning to surf, as you know, I had a huge wipeout on a big day and I broke my nose in half. And it was a cool lesson about the idea of you got to fail to kind of learn, right? And how far I've come. So Jason, in the moment, I started walking the beach like this, dude, just with like a selfie mode out. And it's up on the podcast now of me just walking the beach, wet hair and all, documenting this real, raw, authentic story. And I think for me personally, I used to think everything had to be staged and perfect. And don't get me wrong, you can stage some stuff. But I think just being authentic and real and sharing your passion, sharing your knowledge is a huge thing.
And I love when you're the epitome of this. I do it as well, too. I've learned it from you. Is after every workout, if you're doing what you're supposed to and you work out every single day, after every single workout, you have a crazy dopamine rush, you have massive energy,
feel good, yeah,
you're sweating, it's the real, raw, authentic version of you. There's no makeup, there's no lighting, there's no background, there's no camera, like other cameras, it's literally just you and like, dude, I just got my ass kicked, and you're going to be able to share something because all the blood flow is there, your brain's cruising, everything's going. That's the best time to post. And you can do that. If you work out 30 days in a row, there's 30 pieces of content. You have to post for the rest of the day. Yeah. That's why it's so easy to post four times a day.
Here's the trick on that.
When you go out, like, it's easy.
Here's a trick for all you guys. Find the time of day when you are more likely to be in the highest energy to post. So what Jason's talking about is I usually record my content right after a workout, a run, or a walk. Why? You have oxygen. You feel good. Well, I got 15 minutes to get home off that walk before I shower. I can record that content right then and there, right? Like you're leaving the gym. But for you, it might be as you're having your morning cup of coffee. For you, it might be after an appointment. One of the things that I love you do is you do in the truck stuff. So for you contractors in the field, you just leave a client's home. God, I was just on this guy's roof and I got this question and you're in the pickup truck. I love that. I also love my favorite videos of all time are you in the moment on the roof. You're on the roof. Hey guys, I'm up here on the roof and look, there's leaves in this. You know, this is going to cause a problem or there's pigeons up here. Da 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 da. Kyle literally documenting his movers as they're at the job site. So the easiest thing to do is if you're at the home, pull out your phone if you're in the service-based businesses. So the idea is this, guys. You're going to start today. You're going to record one new video per day and you're going to post it. The cool thing is Kyle posted to Instagram, but Jason, if you have the video, you can repurpose that for TikTok. If it's less than a minute, you can go to YouTube Shorts. You can make it an Instagram Reel. You can make it a Facebook video. You can make it a YouTube video. You can even take that audio and upload it to Spotify and Apple Podcast and turn that into an audio podcast. Huge, dude. 7 pieces of content going out to all those channels per day. What's up? So you do it one time per day. No days off. And Jason, that's the big thing. What if I go to the lake with my family, Jason? What if I got to go to church? What do I do here, guy?
You post you being at the lake and you post you being at the church, right?
Because learned.
Dude, we get it. Yes, we always get it twisted. It has to be always business related. I'm sorry, are you a robot? Are you working 24/7? No, you're not, right? You have a puppy dog. You love San Diego. I have a wife and I have 5 kids and sports and dirt bikes and all that crazy shit. People want to see that version of you because they want to see that you are a human and that you do struggle. By the way, why don't we post our struggles? Dude, I lost this deal. Dude, I got in a fight with my wife. I said I ripped a podcast with my wife like 2 weeks ago. She was literally pissed off at me when we were recording the podcast. And it was her about how she was mad at me for like 30 minutes. But it was so good because it was realizing like, hey, we're real humans that like we fight. It's okay. Like it's part of life. And so don't forget to be raw and authentic and genuine. That's why I love Facebook Lives. I love Facebook Lives because there's no faking, right? There's no like, there's no setting up. There's no props. It's just like it's real, raw, authentic version of
love
you.
I love
podcasts and I love Facebook Lives.
Yeah, guys. So here's our 30-day challenge, 30-day video challenge that Kyle used to make $50,000 in 2 months. Post one new video per day. Don't worry about the video or the editing. Don't worry about the lighting. Post a real, raw, authentic tip, strategy, who your dream clients is, something about your life, and post that to your social media channels. You do one video per day for 30 days. We taught that to Kyle. I think we've clearly defined that for everybody here. If you'd like to learn more about that, guys, you can get it for free. Scale8book.com. Scale8book.com. It's in phase 2. 30 videos in 30 days challenge. We truly hope this helps you go create some content. Jason, I just have to have you finish the episode with this because you have such a different psychology on getting attention. What we're talking about here is the consistency of showing up on social media. How does videos help them get attention and get more clients?
What it comes down to is two things, credibility and top of mind. Because if you have credibility, but people don't know who you are, if they don't, like Grant Cardone says, if they don't know you, they can't flow you.
Mm.
Right. So you need to do two things. One, you need to have credibility is trust. So people need to know, like, and trust you. So if they don't know you, that's you posting. That's how they know who you are. Yes, I know Coach Nikki T because I see him and his walks on the beach and his puppy dog and his workouts up the stairs. So they know you. Then they have to like you. So your content has to be relatable, right? Raw, authentic, real, vulnerable, like you as a human. So they don't like you, but then they have to trust you. And when you show up consistently day after day after day after day after day, I have people that refer me for my roofing company. I've never worked on their own personal home. I've never worked on their own personal roof ever.
But they know who you are.
But they know who I am. They like me because I'm a real, raw, authentic person on social media. I'm the same dude on Facebook as I am in my office right now, as I am in the bedroom over there, as I am at the baseball park or at the church.
I don't change
who I am, right? I cuss at church. I cuss here. I cuss there. I love my wife here. I love my wife there. Like, it doesn't change, right?
Sure.
But then the last part that we mess up is the trust part, the credibility. Yeah. And so that's where you have to show up over and over again. Because what happens is we teach get attention, but keep attention. A lot of us will do the 30-day challenge or do the 7-day cash machine, and then we stop.
Yeah.
And it's like,
hey, I did it. Jason, I worked out. Like, I love my wife.
Yeah, I worked out for 30 days. I lost 5 pounds. I feel great. And then I went back to eating my freaking Cheetos and double cheeseburgers. It's like,
well, to me, what you're talking about, Jason, is success habits. There's success habits in health and fitness, success habits with your relationship. There's also success habits that we see as two business coaches that build brands. There are success habits. And the most successful people that you follow, watch this. This is a way to end the show. Who's a brand that you look up to? Who's a guru that you look up to? For those listening, think about your favorite guru. Your post in first form, Andy Frisella. He sends me an email per day. He posts 3 to 4 times per day. You love Goggins. I love Goggins. And, you know, be crazy, right? You know? How many times a day does he post? How many times a day does Cardone post? How many times a day does Gary Vee post?
How about this good-looking cat?
Carlos Reyes, Andy Elliott. But here's what I find so funny. The people that you guys listening, watching, same with us, the people you look up to and emulate and consume their content, how often do they post? Model that. My favorite story that we have, we had an amazing opportunity to have Brad Lee on stage with us. We had Brad Lee as our keynote speaker at one of our events. And Brad Lee has a funny story, and he shared it from stage, where him and Grant Cardone were friends. And Grant posts a lot, right? And Brad Lee, the infamous Brad Lee, shows up and says, Grant, you're posting too much. Get off my newsfeed. And Jason, what did Grant say?
Bro, you're not buying shit from me anyways.
And that's the get, guys. If you want to use your platform to build your brand, it doesn't matter what people are saying. Get your message in front of your dream audience. And the cool thing is, Brad, which we got a chance to talk to him backstage, was he used that as a lesson to up his getting attention and up his content, which now you see him all over social media.
Well,
frequency of gain, guys.
Case in point that you bring that up. How many have you ever physically met David Goggins?
No.
No, but you love him and you love his message and you love his story. Why? Because he wrote a book.
You know everything about him. Yeah.
And he's on social media. Have you ever met Gary Vee?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, you have? Okay. But
yeah, give me a big hug and sign my book, man. I was a little kid. I was like a Gary Vee fan.
More than like 30 seconds though, right? Like, you don't hang out with him. You don't go to dinner with him once a week. You don't talk to him.
But you know intimate details about the guy.
100%.
Dude, and so here.
That is the difference.
Yeah, but here's the big lesson learned. To the young man that comes up to me and says, Nick, I'll be there in 3 years. You could start today. And yeah, the thing that I love is go back and look at Gary Vee's early videos. We just had Andy Elliott on stage at our last event. He went back and showed you some of his first videos, and they're the worst things I've ever seen. Go back and look at our videos. So no matter where you're at, you have to start somewhere. Go back and watch Gary Vee's very first Wine Library TV videos in the back of his dad's liquor store. That's not the Gary Vee that you see today. Everybody has to start somewhere. Everybody has to start with their first video, their first follower, their first 10,000 followers, all the above. And so, guys, we're giving you nothing but love and value and a free strategy that Kyle used to make 50 grand. Jason, another live stream in the books. If you guys haven't gotten our book yet, go to scalethenumber8book.com. Jace, this was a hell of a show, man. Thanks for being on, man. And huge shout out to Kyle Pearson. Go follow Kyle on Instagram, guys. And we can't wait to see you on the next show.
Kyle, let's go, baby. I can't stop. I can't. This is my world. It cannot be right. You can't rock my world, son. Took a lot of work just to reach the top. Did a lot of climbing.